Next item is old business. We have two items of old business today. The first item is subdivision 2008-16 Alpaco 5 LLC Deerbrook subdivision as a preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as you may recall, this particular subdivision was, I wouldn't say delayed. We deferred action on it pending the receipt of the PLUS comments and the developer's response to PLUS that we've been in receipt of, as well as confirmation that they do have access to the property. And I have reviewed those files as well as the minutes of the public hearing, and having been in attendance, and I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir. We'll entertain that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2008-16 for Alpaco 5 LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Two of the properties currently zoned GR General Residential, which permits medium density residential use, including mobile homes. The proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing GR zoning. Three, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area that have a mixture of housing types, including mobile homes, double-wide homes, and stick-built homes. Five, the subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. Six, the project will be served by county sewer and central water. Seven, this approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 120 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the county and state. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be included around the perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. No wetlands shall be included within any lots, and a system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by county sewer in accordance with all county engineering department requirements. Prior to the issuance of the 40th residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. The amenities shall include a tot lot, picnic tables, and paved multi-sport court. As stated by the applicant, there shall be 50-foot wide forested buffers between the wetlands and the residential lot lines. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second that.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2008-16 Alpaco 5 LLC Deerbrook subdivision as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.